The Midnight Snack podcast would like to acknowledge the Dharawal and Bidjigal people as the traditional custodians of the land we are recording on today.
We would like to pay respects to elders both past and present and extend our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across this nation listening today.
What up, everyone? This is Lolly with an I, not a Y. Get it right.
This is Roo, aka the Cultured Black Kid.
And you're listening to the Midnight Snack podcast.
Let's go. Australia's Tastiest Podcast and your one-stop shop for all things juicy in the culture.
Here to bring you the latest, greatest and add to your playlist.
We are here once again at Studio 301 and I'm here with my co-host Lolly. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm getting used to seeing you in person again. I'm, you know, just getting used to bringing down the hate levels a little bit. The hate levels, the hate-o-meter.
It should probably go up when you're in person because now you can, you know, actually...
No, I'm learning. Look, I'm learning to suppress. I've been meditating a lot more. I think last week's episodes, I was a little bit like, ugh! So I'm trying to just be more we're not going to mention fuckwits anymore.
Are you at least a little bit calmer from has shit been sorted-ish?
Oh yeah, that was an act out of emotion. So that episode was just in the moment. Wait, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay,
I'm
cool. Moving well. Forward.
Yes. All right. So let's get into our intro for this episode. We got some music coming up that I'm keen to talk about. Mm. But first, let's get into this intro. Like I mentioned, the Black Panther Wakanda Forever trailer dropped. I cried at the first one multiple times. But this is the official trailer now, which showed some extra stuff. The movie comes out in like a month's time.
Shit, man, you look like you're going to cry right now.
Oh, yeah. Bro. It's been a journey that's gone.
Don't cry. I don't know how to like emotionally support people, so don't do that. Don't be crying.
I promise that I will not cry right now. So, what do you think of the trailer?
I really loved it. I think like the moment for me was like Sampa's vocals in the
back. Okay, cool. That answered my second question.
Yeah, no, that like never forget. Like I love that song. Firstly, and secondly, just the was kind of like really haunting. Mm-hmm. And it was haunting. Like, that was the word for it. It was haunting, and it drew you in at the same time. It's, like, the reason why you go to watch a horror film. Not that this is a horror film, but, you know, it's, like, it's haunting, and it was beautiful, though. Mm-hmm. It was so beautiful, and I love the fact that that was there. Other than that, it just looks like, honestly, the epitome of Black excellence, and I'm very excited to see that come to fruition.
Yeah, for sure. Like, when I brought this up, I didn't want to, you know, break down the trailer because we're not a movie podcast.
No, we're not.
We're a music podcast. Yes. And I definitely wanted to use it as a segue to bring up the fact that Sampa's song was used in the trailer, and she put up a tweet, I think it was, which said, can you imagine me, a non-Billboard having us, no huge award having us, no sold-out arena tour having us, independent artists whose song is on a Black Panther trailer? This is how God works.
And a queen.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing, especially not just an independent artist, but
Australian independent artist.
What will probably be the biggest Marvel release of the year.
100%.
Which is probably going to be one of the biggest movies of the year, and her song is on a trailer that probably by now has been viewed millions of times.
And not only that, like just to, without delving in too deep, like the Black Panther franchise itself is just honestly like more than a movie.
Of course.
It is a statement, and I think this second film is going to be a massive statement, just like the first, and the fact that she was able to be a part of that says a lot for everyone that she's representing and everyone that this movie is representing. Mm-hmm. So it's a very big deal. Like, I don't think anyone should downplay how big of a deal it is that her song was on there. And the fact that this number two is coming to fruition in such a good way.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. And just as a final point, I've made, you know, not jokes, but I've made a couple nods that, you know, this song should be on the Black Panther soundtrack.
You've
this should
said
be
it a hundred times,
so
man.
Many times, and now it's finally something has happened, and it's also a song that, you know, I chose as my accidental curly fry a couple weeks ago, and you know, we just reviewed the album, and like it's crazy. It's crazy.
Sampa, if you're listening to this, you got to thank Roo for your song being on the trailer because he manifested this. Sampa, if you're listening to this, thank my guy Roo.
I mean, please, but still, in a serious sense.
Give the guy his fruits.
give me my props. I Nostradamus this. But no, for real, shout out to Sampa. Amazing feat. And I am beyond excited to see this movie. And you know how they might use maybe that song as well as any other songs from that in the actual movie. I'm keen to see the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Because the last soundtrack with Kendrick and TDE was amazing. Mm. So, you know, I'm keen to see what's next.
100%. Same here. I'm very excited.
Yeah, for sure. But speaking of dope music, we got some more music to talk about right after this. All right, we are back. Let's get into our music.
Let's go.
For this episode, we're going to start with a new song by Rory, who is a producer. He's not an artist, and he's kind of more like a, I don't want to compare him to
producer
DJ Khaled.
Who labels himself as an artist.
Yes.
Yes. Who acts as an artist but does not actually do any vocal work. He's just the producer.
Exactly. He's
executive production.
Exactly. DJ Khaled's the thing, but in a lot more of a, he especially focuses a lot more around R&B artists currently. I know he has a big fan of like, he's a big fan of like hip hop and all that stuff too, which is mostly seen through his podcast, the new Rory and Mole podcast, which I've brought up numerous
times. And big fan of the podcast.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, he's been working on this project for a long time. This isn't just a recent thing that he's just started dropping. Like he's been referencing it since he was on his previous podcast.
Dope.
And you know, it's finally coming together. He's put out some YouTube videos of, you know, what the song is about. His discussions with some of his friends.
Oh, that's dope.
To go with the song.
Yeah.
He's put out 3 singles so far. And each of them have been featuring some amazing R&B talent. I think there was one with Drum and Alex Isley.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that was, that was Rory. Like, I don't, it's not something that, because I'm like not, I don't really know him like to the depth that you know him.
No, of course.
So it's like I'm not like as I guess in touch with the that side of things. Yeah. And yeah, pretty dope. Hey, I see it now. I see it as like a part of a project kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah. And I can't remember exactly who's on the second project, but this latest song called "Don't Go" features Pink Sweats and Sinead Harnett.
Oh, two of my favorites.
Both put out amazing projects this year. Pink Sweats EP from earlier this year is still in my top 5 for R&B projects.
Pink Sweats is doing something, like he's doing the most lately, and I'm so here for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was excited to come into this song. Honestly, this one's probably my least favorite of the three. It's still dope.
Really? Yeah.
Have you heard the other two?
I think so. Yeah. Well, okay. I've heard the one that you just mentioned with Dram, but
it's probably my least favorite of the three. I enjoyed it. I think it's a little more pop R&B than R&B.
Mm-hmm, I get that.
And like, it does sound like a pink sweats. It definitely sound in Pink Sweats lane, and then Sinead coming into
more like the featuring
Pink Sweats. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to label it as a Pink Sweats song, which it's not, but if it's you not, were, it would sound like she's coming in and featuring
into
it.
his world a little bit more. And it sounded like Rory was, you know, going a little bit into Pink Sweat's world as well. Pretty much, this one has a lot more of like a cinematic, again, pop R&B flavor to it, especially there's like a 4-chord progression, very simple.
Yeah.
Very, you know, the back and forth male and female vocals. Mm. It sounded very, did I say cinematic? It sounds very cinematic.
I love that you said that because in my notes, I wrote that it sounds like it would be in a movie soundtrack, like as the lead song in a soundtrack that you'd just see when you're watching a film. Well, you'd hear when you're watching a film. You can't see a song.
You can't see the music. Unless they're playing the music. But, you know, sometimes these movies have, see, this is one of the most, one of the things that frustrates me mostly about, you know, instrumentalists, specifically violinists, because I play violin.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Movies is when they act playing violin. And it looks nothing like they know how to play violin.
You think that's
at all.
Bad? It's just as bad when you see them playing the keys and they're doing these ones and you can't see the fingers, but it's actually just like 4 chords with the inversions just in that one, like literally within the 2 octaves on the hands, just right next to each other. But they're doing these ones on the keys. And it's like Miley Cyrus, I think, did that in The Climb, or like not The Climb, the last song or whatever it was back in the day. And I'm like, babes, like, you know your music shit. What are you doing? I hate it. Anyway.
Yeah, no, it is really frustrating. But even still, like, I can see this in a, like, a rom-com type
100.
Type 100. Movie. Or even just a romantic movie just in general. And, like, a modern retelling of The Notebook or something like that.
100,
I,
yes.
So, like, I think it serves its purpose as yes. that. But I think if I'm comparing it to the other two singles that he has dropped, this one probably is at the bottom.
And if you weren't, but as a standalone track?
It's decent. It's decent.
Decent or it's good?
It's good. Actually, no. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good because I think there is a difference between good and decent.
I think there's a difference too.
Like a small difference. And if I was to rate it out of five to get to there, I give it a 3.5. I give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
I was going to give it a 2.5, but then I had to kind of remember the Pink Sweats. Like, this sounds like something that would have been on EP earlier this year. And I'd be a hypocrite if I would say that.
Yes.
Like, that's in my top five, but I don't enjoy this as much.
It's a 5 out of 5 for me.
Oh, okay.
I really, really liked this one. I just, like, really, like, enjoyed it. I like the tonal switch in their vocals. Mm-hmm. Production, like, Rory did a great job. Feels a little more indie, which I'm like, oh. Like, it's more like Triple J Unearthed indie. Yeah, and I was like, oh, not my favorite, but it's very Pink Sweats-esque, which I'm loving Pink Sweats right now. This is just the stuff I'm listening to. Yeah. That's weird. A 3 out of 5 and a 5.5. Mm-hmm. Okay.
5.5 out of 5. No, we only reserved that for the Division song.
That's correct. 5.8. It's a 5.8 out of 5 now.
Yes.
It's been on replay. So, yes, 5.8. No, I really liked this one. I really, really thought it was just a beautiful, balanced, well-balanced song.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to hear the rest of this project.
Definitely.
Like, I'm very excited now. I didn't even know there was a project on the way. Thank you for informing me.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think within the setting of the project, it could be really, really well placed. So I'm excited to see how it is in the whole body of work. But just as it stands right now, off the three singles that have dropped, it's probably my least favorite of them. Fair. But that doesn't mean that I don't love it or I don't enjoy it.
No one's saying that about you, man. Chill.
You know,
no one is saying that. Look, you're just sitting there like making us judge you. Like, don't do that.
But that's what the public does. That you have to be clear.
Well, people are judging us anyway. Like, do you not know that every one of our listeners judges the shit out of us?
All right. Let's move on. Go check out Rory, Don't Go, Pink Sweats, Sinead Harnett.
Mm.
And make sure you go check out the other Rory songs. I'm really keen for it. Hope you enjoy the songs. But let's move on. Trey Bond, Start Over with Black.
Yeah.
Lolly, would you like to take this one away?
I was a little bored.
What? Okay. Interesting.
I really was hoping I'd like it more. I do think it's one of those tracks that will grow on me because I love what Black is doing right now. And I really think Trey Bond did really well with Black on this track. I think it was a very nice collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea that, just to break it down a little bit, the fact that the beat came in a little later when Black started.
Yep.
And
like the drums, you mean?
The drums, sorry. The drums came in and it really like even the bass started to pick up just a bit before that. And I really liked that kind of subtle build up. But then it was like when the drums came in, I wanted them to go hard and they didn't.
Okay.
And then they stayed quite consistent. I just wish there was a bit of like beat variation.
Okay.
Bit more. I wish they pushed it a little.
Was it the patterns? Was it?
Yeah, like it just felt very stable.
Okay.
And I'm wanting that bit of instability. Is that the word? Instability?
Yeah, you want to be on your toes.
I feel like Black's part was like the it part of the song.
I do agree with that.
And that disappoints me because it was great. It was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't fabulous, but it served its purpose. But it wasn't. I want the whole song to be the it part. I'm sick of like hearing just one section that stands out, but it's not like a standing ovation moment for me. So, yeah, that's my opinion on it.
Yeah, no, I agree with, okay, maybe not bored because I kind of thought I did write, I ain't going to lie, this is kind of a banger. That was one of the first things I wrote.
Okay.
Apart from the Black feature is huge.
Yeah.
Like, and a perfect choice for the song.
It's perfect.
I thought that was very well placed. Yeah. So I definitely agree that when Black came in, when the drums came in, I was like, I bumped my head.
I did too.
Kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But
I didn't like the way, I didn't like that I had to wait so long to bob my head. But that happens.
It's opening chorus.
Like, I know, but like the build up is there and it's nice, but it was kind of just like a, now I can scroll while I'm listening. Oh, shit, there's bangs.
But it kind of
like,
makes the anticipation for when it comes in
good.
And it's like, and it kind of catches you off guard, which is kind of what you were asking for.
I did, but it didn't do it well enough.
After that, it kind of like, it jumped up and then it kind of started to go back down
again. It went back down and stayed stagnant. And I was like, well, I want something else.
Yeah, no, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I wrote that the black feature, I loved it.
Mm.
And it definitely reminded me of, you know, just how he delivered it, his flow, his cadence, even just his vocal performance reminded me of some East Atlanta Love Letter.
Yes.
Black, which is my favorite black. And yeah, I think the way he wrote the beat when the drums came in is fire. Now, Trey's vocal performance was solid because we've been speaking a lot about black.
Yeah.
Trey's vocal performance is solid, but I think black is a bit stronger.
Yes.
And he definitely shows how he is a little more seasoned in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about Trey Bond and how long he's been doing music. I'm very, very new to this artist.
Yeah, me too.
But just from hearing it, I can hear that black has probably been in it a bit longer. And also in regards to mixing, I'm no audio engineer, but
here we go with the unsolicited, unqualified, disqualified opinions of Rue. We got our engineer here laughing as well. I saw that little.
Have you heard
the
song?
He just shook his head a little.
No, you haven't heard the song.
It was just the engineer comment.
Okay, I'm curious.
We got our engineer like.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on what I'm about to say. Maybe after we finish recording.
So he's saying the mix is shit. The drums are too loud.
No, the mix wasn't shit. I'm also going to focus on the vocals because that's probably the best thing I can comment on.
Specifically Trey Bond's?
Yes, because I thought his vocals were too thin.
I heard that. And I could hear that, yeah.
Black's but have vocals you heard, actually filled the headphones.
But have you heard much of Trey Bond then?
No, this is my introduction.
Okay, so what if like that is his sound?
Well, then you need to mix it evenly. Like,
I mean, yeah, but like what if that's an artistic decision?
Well, then that's on him for making...
Like I know when I do features and but this is the thing, like it's about balance, right? Like when I've got a feature, like I did a song with Tem Gazi, haha, unreleased. You guys can't hear it yet.
I've heard it. It's fire.
It's fucking fire. She came in really.
I was there like, when they recorded it.
It was fire. Really full, right? Yeah. With her vocals.
Yes.
So then and my verses weren't like that at all. Even though my engineer Jack actually does them really well and pushes me to do more. I didn't, but that last chorus, I made sure to balance it and kind of mimic what she's done with how full the vocals were towards the end.
Yeah, no, and that makes sense. And of course, you know, people record different, they stack different or they don't stack. But I still think there was a way that his vocals could have been mixed in comparison to Black that made it just fill the headphones just a bit more because it felt really narrow. And then you get to like right after Black's verse, which is like really, really full.
Sonic excellence.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
I feel you.
It just kind of put me off just a little bit, especially when I was going back. I was like.
And that really creates that like drop off again, you know, that you were talking about
because
earlier.
Because Black has the first verse.
Black has the first, it's like it's massive, it's full, it's got the drums behind it, and then he just drops back down. Like it didn't. Yeah, I get what you mean. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no, that makes sense. Hey, it could make you just, eh. But as like from a consumer standpoint, what would you rate this song?
A 3.5 out of 5. I had 4, and then I think when you were explaining things, it kind of made me drop it a little bit. But 3.5. I still think it's solid. I still think it's a banger.
100%.
Yeah.
I had a 3 for this song.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Cool. Well, Trey Bond start over. I'm definitely keen to hear more of Trey Bond. I think so. Mm. And especially if he's working with artists like Black, then 100. Clearly he's doing something right.
It made like, look, I won't lie to you. I only listened to this just a couple hours ago when you sent it through, but after you sent it through, but I am very excited. Like I love the fact that we have a podcast that we can find artists and be able to listen to their repertoire, listen to their catalog and just kind of enjoy the artist and be introduced to more artists. So if you are an artist out there or if you know any artists, make sure you hit us in the DM at MKS Podcast on Instagram. Let us know your thoughts on your favorite songs and let us know if you're listening to any artists right now that we would love.
Definitely.
Because we always love to show love
of course.
And plug people on the podcast. So
of course.
Let us know. Hit us up in the DM.
And that's going to do us for this episode of the MKS Podcast. Do you have anything else you would like to say?
I do. I think you need to clean your Tims, my guy.
Oh, yeah. I definitely need to get a new...
It's rainy outside, though.
It's the beaters. My Tims are definitely not the cleanest, but anyway. All right.
I'm in my drop top cruising the streets. It's not the streets.
It's not the song.
It's not... Anyway, that's all I had to say.
I'm Ru, a gay, the culture black kid.
And I'm Lolly with an I, not a Y. Get it right.
And this has been the Midnight Snack Podcast, Australia's tastiest podcast and your one-stop shop for all things juicy in the culture. We are out. Peace.
Peace.
The Midnight Snack Podcast is hosted by Lolly and Ru and executive produced by AJ and Rennie of Midnight Group. Theme song and transition music by Midnight Sound. Be sure to follow us at MKS Podcast on Instagram and TikTok and DM us if you would like to suggest a topic or like your music to be possibly featured on the show. Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, share and leave a review. It helps a lot. Stay tuned for future episodes every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Peace.